back before you got up? What do you think it's going to be like for you guys in the back line with all these changes?
We still building chemistry. Those rookies, you know, I can't call them rookies no more, but True Fun and Alfred did an awesome job last year stepping in. And that probably was the best thing happened to him their whole career. You know, those guys can only get better from that. And I think they'll do 20 times as better this year. And, you know, we still bringing guys in with Dwight. You know, if you look back at his career, he's been pretty productive. And I think in this system right here, he'll come in and make some noise himself. Tackling. Number one, we got to be able to tackle because we're the last line of defense, and you know, we've been having issues with tackling. But I really think we'll go back to the drawing board this year and you know, correct some of those things.
I think last year, a lot of times when we asked you about tackling, you mentioned pursuit angles. Is that one of the keys, or was it the physicality?
It's a mindset. When you run up there, you got to have in your mind you're going to be able to bring this guy down, but. Taking the angle is just the beginning of it. You know, you got to take the right angle, of course, but I think most of all, it's a mind thing. You know, you got to have your mindset to go up there and be physical.
Talk a little bit about how some bigger defensive linemen up front help him at linebacker. How does that help you as a safety?
A lot, because it starts in the trenches, you know, with the guys we brought in, you know, and then re-signing Babs and Corey and Paray, and, you know, it gives us the freedom to run around, especially as a safety. You know, it slows the things down. You don't have running backs busting right up the middle. And it gives us, like I said, freedom to run around and be more physical and cause turnovers.
Have you given a chance to really, I know it's early still, but have you talked to Dwight a lot about, you know, coming in and you guys start to develop a little bit of a chemistry? What have you learned about him so far?
You know, it's been – 2-3 days, but overall, you know, he's still learning. We all learning, you know. He said, you know, when he first met me, he said, "I like your game. You know, you're physical." And I also told him the same thing. I like the way he roams the field. And bringing him here, you know, like I said, we have two young guys, and me and Dwight, you look at us as veterans. You know, we have to coach those young guys. So we both had similar things that we got to get done here. So. Yeah, I always liked those guys when they came. When we drafted them, and you know, practicing, you know, we're praying for Zeke to get healthy. You know, he had that injury, but overall, Zeke's a tough guy. There's no doubt in my mind he won't bounce back. And Kamal, his mind says, I like where it's at. You know, during the offseason, I met with him, and he was just like, you know, I got to get your number. I want to do whatever it takes to get on the field, and I like that. That's number one. That was the emphasis going into last season. Definitely emphasis this year. We have to, you know, at least try to be top five and improving that statistic. And I think we will. That's why we brought those guys in. You know, those guys are not single-handedly going to change things, but it's part of the puzzle that we're trying to put together. And I really think that helped.
Hey Willie, Coach Smith talks a lot about a culture change.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to change a culture in just a couple of days that you guys have been down here. I know a lot of you guys have been working out prior to this before the official workouts have started. What exactly does that mean to you, and are the guys getting the message?
Definitely. You know, we had a team meeting, and Smitty, his first thing he preached, you know, number one is try to get that winning environment back around here, and that'll take care of itself, you know. And the guys that we got in the locker room, it can't get no easier because everybody has the number one thing, right? We want to win, you know? And there's no me guys around here. Everybody's team guys. And I think we'll start off to the right path this season.
What's the single biggest thing that he taught you about last season that you just know is going to change this year?
I can't think of that right off the bat. I can't think of that. Very important. Number one, from all the success that we had here to go through that last season, I think it set us up for something great. No one wants to go, you know, win four games, but I think it sets us up for something great, you know. But like I said, the guys that we have here, it was tough last year. But overall, you know, from the beginning to the end, to the day we packed up and left, you know, you saw the expressions on guys' face. They knew that wasn't us. You knew we all was going to work our tail off and get back. We knew that was just one of those things that happened. You know, we fall short of the stick, and I really think we're going to bounce back this year.
Do you put any of that on your shoulder, the weight of that on your shoulder?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, man. You know, I did some things that I can definitely get better at last season. You know, it was one of those things where you find yourself in the slums and, you know, we out of the playoffs. And I definitely could have, you know, motivated the team enough to tell them we're playing for something. We're playing for pride. Late in the season, I feel like I got a little quiet and I just wanted to go out there and prove it. You know, I feel like I can be more vocal this year. And tell guys that we're playing for each other.
And what is this? What is this walk? You know, you're a veteran in this league, mm-hmm. and the two rookies you had out there, have you seen anything noticing in their walk? You know, the more practice you get, the more comfortable you get when you walk into a place, and they feel different, they walk different this year?
No doubt about it. You know, and that's not always a bad thing. Those guys are getting comfortable, you know, and you want that in your corners because that's a position of confidence, you know. And even when they made mistakes last season, which we all did, even when they made mistakes, I definitely commend our coaching staff, Coach Tim Lewis, Joe Danny. They never jumped on our corners, you know, for messing up. I never did anything like that because we know that corners got to have short-term memory. And that's what those guys, True Fun and Alfred, they did an awesome job with that last year. Something bad happened. They came to sideline and be like, oh, man, I got to, you know, I'm going to do it better. And they go make an interception and make a big play the next series. So, that's the positive you take out of that.
Specifically with True Fun, a year ago he got a late start because he had to finish up school.
Right.
How important is it now this year to have what's essentially going to be a couple extra months mm-hmm. now to prepare for him? And how is that going to help this progression, do you think?
A lot. When you see True, you know he bulked up a lot. You know he added some muscle weight. We all noticed that. And he said that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to gain more muscle, gain more speed. And be physical off the line. And True, he's a heck of an athlete. When he came in last year, we knew he was going to be special. Like you said, he missed that time, and he came in and hit the ground running, you know, from day one. So the future's bright for True, man. And same thing for Rocky, man. They both worked their tail off, you know, in the meeting room. They asked Coach questions. They, you know, I mean, no stupid questions. You know, they all ask questions and want to learn more. And I really look forward to working with them guys.
Ace Boone talked about having conversations with some of these upcoming draft guys that have been coming and visiting the organization. Have you had a chance to talk with Calvin Pryor or any of these guys that are the Falcons are looking at? Obviously, they're visiting a whole mm-hmm. bunch of teams as well, but if so, what are your opinions?
I talked to Calvin yesterday. Yesterday? Yeah, just walked by him, and I said, I like your game. He said, I like yours, too. Look forward to working with you, you know. And, you know, it's a crazy process, you know, though. I told him the same thing, you know. Look forward to working with him. But like I said, the process, no one knows. You know, that's what they do upstairs. That's what, you know, it's way out of our league. But I really like his game. Seemed like a very confident guy, and I actually had to sit down and watch his highlights. That's one of my guys. If I had to pick, I'd pick him, you know, from being a safety. I really like the way he played. I think he's going to be really, really successful in his NFL, so.
Schedule, any games you're looking forward to, or just general thoughts? I know the schedule's coming out, and I know you don't know the dates and times, mm-hmm. but general thoughts on the schedule. You know what you're playing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of them, but overall, I'm looking forward to going to London, but yeah, I'm looking forward to all of them, but yeah, I think we're ready to rock and roll, man.
Thanks, Wade.
Yes, sir.